Was born bold.
The new Big Bertha family from Callaway Golf. Engineered for distance any way you swing it.
Breakfast with Gary Wyatt and Tim Watson on SEN.
Oh, he smashed that one. That'll end up in Coco's. It's gone miles. It's a big six. Huge six there from Dean Jones. He's decided to let loose.
145 innings against England, one day at the Gabba back in 1990. So many messages coming through. When Dino was captain at Derbyshire, a young lad on his first Derby training session, Kevin Dean, introduced himself. Kevin Dean, Dino? Jones replies, there's only one F and Dino, so your nickname's now Deanie. So, you could just hear that happening, couldn't you? It is, we are remembering and paying tribute to our great Victorian Dean Jones. And Mike Gatting, who was also part of our cricketing summers for a long, long time here in Australia. 79 tests for England between 78 and 95. 23 as captain, 92 one-day internationals. He's been good enough to jump on this morning. Mike, thanks for your time and welcome.
Vera, good morning to you over there. Yeah, very sad day for cricket and certainly Australia cricket. And just like to pass on my condolences to his wife and family.
Yeah, thank you. We're all doing a bit tough. We're all in shock. I'd imagine you would have enjoyed some fantastic battles with Dean Jones throughout your journey as an England Test cricketer.
We did indeed. And I mean, Dino was certainly, I suppose, instrumental in helping AB get the Aussie team out of a bit of a trough in the mid-80s. And he was just a fantastic cricketer. And his enthusiasm and for the game and the way he played, it was just quite different to what we'd seen sort of from elsewhere. I mean, AB we knew was a fantastic player, but Dino was something different. There was this very confident young man who strutted out the wicket and charged up and down the wicket when he was running between the wickets, shouting, calling, and he was the same in the field as well. He just had so much energy and was a guy that played the game in the fast lane.
How good a batsman was he, Mike? I mean, we're Victorians here, so we get very protective of our Victorian cricketers. He averaged 45, and we think his Test career ended way too early. How good a batsman was he?
Look, I think in and around that period, he stood out. I mean, obviously his one-day record was quite outstanding. I mean, when he played one-day cricket, you know, he would challenge you all the time whilst he was batting, whether it's trying to hit you in different areas. He'd be up and down the wicket to the spinners. He would, you know, try and turn the ones down to third man into twos. So he was starting a bit of a new era. I mean, he was one of those guys that really did want to take it to the next level. And his ability, stroke play, when he got in, certainly, just all round the wicket, really. He was quite, I should imagine, inspirational to a lot of young guys who were looking to play cricket in Australia at the time, because he certainly made the game exciting.
Every young boy growing up here in Australia wanted to be like Dean Jones when they played their cricket, Mike. As an opposing captain, you just talked about the way that he played and the challenges that he presented. Did you ever feel that you really worked him out?
I'm not sure anybody could work Jonesy out, to be fair. he did it his way, and he would do it differently. And in many ways, he was a bit of a pioneer in some of the shots he played, some of the ways he played. It was quite, as I say, just playing against him. You learned something, dare I say, every match you played against him. But, he was different. He was a different player. He was prepared to take risks, but he had that ability as well as most of the very good players did, to take control of a match. And even, you know, when we're playing some of the one-day matches, we get off to a good start, and there was Dino still there, and we knew we had to get him out, because if not, he would still be there at the end. And you mentioned that big 100 he got in one of the matches. I remember a match in Perth as well where he ran us ragged too. But it wasn't just in one day cricket. I mean, he played some fantastic knocks in tests as well. And he was one guy, you know. There were two guys you had to get out in the Australian team, certainly in that middle 80s, to me, was Dean Jones and Alan Border. And they were the guys that you really had to sort of get out. Marshy there, Swampy was up the front there, but it was an interesting period in time.
It was. We're talking to former English captain Mike Gatting. And Mike, so many stories filtering through about Dino this morning, in particular his love of the game of cricket, and he's so many left field theories as well. Did you ever share a lot of time with him and, you know, just sitting around talking about the game itself?
Sadly, not enough, no, because, you know, it was always interesting talking to somebody who played the game like Jones did, the way he played the spinners, for example. I mean, he's probably one of the few guys who probably did as well as they did in places like India, because he would get up and down the wicket, he'd do things differently. And he was quick as well, he was quick up and down. So it was interesting, and, you know, it was no surprise to me that as he went on in his career, he did well as a coach. Although sometimes probably some of the left field things might not have made sense to some people, but, you know, there was always something different. In, when you're having a conversation with Jonesy, it would be something sort of, as you say, left field. As I say, sadly, I didn't spend as much time as a lot of us would like with him.
Was that, I mean, we always loved playing England, and as supporters, we loved the battles on field, and it was always fierce, and there was so much at stake. What was it like off field? Did you guys get together? Were the days of, you know, grabbing a few beers and going in after a day's play, were they still in vogue then?
Yeah, we did. We did, certainly in vogue. It was in certainly having a beer with the opposition. I remember when he was 184 at Sydney in that last Test match. We had won the series by then, but Jonesy had got a big 180. And I have to say, sadly, we all thought in the England dressing room he'd actually nick one down the leg side off Gladstone Small, and Jack Richards got a fabulous catch. And I remember sort of going at lunchtime, and Steve Randell was the umpire, and we had carrots at lunchtime, so I wrapped a few carrots up and gave them to Steve as he walked out after lunch. Now, he couldn't do that these days, but sadly, I dropped a half chance just before tea time, and Steve Randell gave them back to me. And I know when we went in the rooms afterwards, we just had a bit of a chike at each other about hitting off the middle going down the leg side. But, you know, that sort of innings was a fantastic knock, and it just sort of held the Aussies together, and it probably was a turning point for AB's side from there on in. They had something to work with, and there was a bit of spirit that Jonesy always had, whether it was in the fighting cause or whatever, he was always in there fighting and thinking that he could do it himself almost.
He was never lacking in confidence. So, Mike, we're going to speak to Sir Curtly Ambrose shortly as well. We appreciate we're going around the world to get thoughts and pay tribute to Dino, and we love the fact that you jumped on this morning. We really appreciate it.
Absolute pleasure. He's a very, very good man. And I say, again, condolences to his wife and family.
Thanks so much, Mike Gatting. Former England captain. He was also through our cricketing youth. Wispy Mike Gatting was a huge part of that. The skipper for the Poms, and I didn't want to bring it up.
When you think of Mike Gatting, I know that he's gone now. What do you think of?
You just twist him up, and I didn't think that was appropriate that we mention it, given he's been good enough to jump on the line for us.
When I asked you that question about Dino and sitting down and talking about theories, and he talked about, you know, playing spinners, I thought he might have been ready to bring it up himself. Then, yeah. Hey, Brian Lara has tweeted out too over. Night. Yep. I love you too, Dean Jones. You have been a joy and absolute pleasure to work with. The world has lost a real legend and a lover of our great game of cricket. You will be dearly missed by many. RIP, my prime brother. My sincere condolences to the Jones family.
That's at the very top end of the cricketing cycle, but we're getting so many messages here from district players that played against him. I'm just trying to find one that I quite liked. Played against him
at North Melbourne
in a district cricket game, and he was about to head off and play in the Australian under 21 side. So he played in the morning for Carlton, had him plumb LBW. No, he played for Essendon against Carlton, plumb LBW first ball, and he didn't give him out. Anyway, he had to leave the game late in the afternoon to fly interstate, and as he's doing, Dino sprinted across the ground to shake his hand and wish him well, and acknowledge the fact that he was, in fact, out LBW first ball. So, we're getting a lot of these messages where, you know, this common common touch.
Yes,
Dino.
Yeah, and to that end, Gary, there's another text off the temper text before about him attending a local game, I think, for Romsey and standing behind the goals and just, you know, when the guy was lining up for a goal for Romsey, just sort of marking the spot for him so that he could kick the ball accurately between the big sticks.
Keep sending him through. It's great remembering the late Dean Jones, who passed away tragically last night over in India, aged 59. Don't forget the call of the year. Can win a brand new Toyota Kaluga GX two-wheel drive today. New car time. Search Toyota Value Advantage. Let's get the news headlines with Meredith Gibbs.